Well, because the Anne Marie Gardens, which is a sculpture park down in Solomon's Island, the tip of Calvert County, it's a wonderful garden park, and they have the garden all lit up with all kinds of light displays throughout there. And that's daily through the end of the year from 6 to 9, and it's all kinds of imaginative creations. They have this holiday I Spy game for kids, a bunch of other holiday exhibits, activities, and refreshments and such, and it's a really good place to bring the family. The information is on page 30 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com, and you can also check out the Calvert Tourism website, ecalvert.com, for details as well.
And if you're up for a little stroll in this cool weather, the Candlelight Stroll is going on in Annapolis.
And that is such a fun thing to do. Annapolis is the perfect small town for the holidays. All these buildings from the 1700s decorated for Christmas, and what better way to see it than a candlelight stroll? Kind of brings back a nostalgic period, just like the old buildings in that area. And the information on that is on page 30 of Recreation News, or you can call 410-268-7601. But basically, you have to get reservations in advance, and everybody meets at the booth right down at the city dock in Annapolis. Great historic place to take a stroll on the holidays.
And we've been featuring a different festival of lights, it seems, for the past few weeks on this feature, Carl. This one, you're recommending the Festival of Lights in Frederick with some carolers around.
Yeah, they kind of step it up a little bit. A lot of different musical performances in addition to the carolers. And it takes place downtown at the City Hall in Frederick, which is another of Maryland's gems of these old historic towns with the brick buildings and cobblestone streets. And it's just a wonderful festive place for the holidays, big tree in the park and the whole nine yards. Information on that is at fredericktourism.org, or you can call 301-600-2844.
And more lights at the Luminaria event out on the coast in Vienna, Maryland.
That's correct. Little small town once again, right on your way to Ocean City off of Route 50. And they have 1,500 luminaries, and, you know, like the bag candles and such that line the streets. And then there's also a house tour of all the historic houses. And, of course, what would it be without the normal Santa Claus and the visit there at the Heritage Museum? And there's a ton of places in town that are going to have a variety of entertainment, and it's all set up for Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. And information on that you can see on their website at viennamd.org or see page 31 of Recreation News.
And there's plenty of snow on the slopes, of course, to take advantage of your ski bargains.
It has been a fantastic year so far for skiing. All the slopes are opening up early. They're really looking to pull people in there, and they have a lot of specials going on. We've got so many, I'm just going to fire through them real quick. They're all in Recreation News from pages 16 through 27, but you can get a free season pass if you do a five-night stay at Snowshoe in West Virginia. You can do a $39 complete package at either Liberty, Round Top, or Whitetail, the three closest slopes. And then out in the Poconos, Shawnee Mountain has packages from $69. Heading out to the hills in Maryland, Wisp Resort, $55, including the lift ticket and the hotel room. Fantastic deal. $79 at Wintergreen and at Seven Springs, if you're in the military, room and lift ticket for $70. Your kids stay free, and you even get a $20 savings card to use at the shops and such there. A lot of great deals. All of them at recreationnews.com.
And what's your big giveaway this month?
We are still working on taking entries for the family getaway to Great Wolf Lodge, which is really neat. On the outside, looks like an old timber ski lodge that's kind of big. On the inside, a great getaway with a big water theme park. So it's kind of the opposite of going outside and being cold. It's almost tropical indoors. And we're giving away a complete getaway for a family of four there. Details at events at recreationnews.com. You can email, or you can go to recreationnews.com and enter. It's a wonderful prize, and if you don't get that, we're also giving away a dinner for two and 50 ski lift tickets for a variety of people who love to go skiing as well. A ton of extra prizes at recreationnews.com.